Today, the governor of the state of Connecticut is facing pressure to resign over a series of alleged ethical lapses and a spate of federal investigations. The Republican governor, John Roland, was forced to admit yesterday that he had misled the public about who paid for renovations on his vacation home. But that may just be the beginning here. NPR's Anthony Brooks is following this story for us from Boston. And Tony, let's start with the basics here. What are the latest allegations?
Okay, well, at issue right now, as you mentioned, is who paid for a series of renovations on a summer cottage. The Hartford Courant, the newspaper in Hartford, began investigating who did the work, who paid for it, and then began asking some tough questions to Governor Roland. The suspicion being that contractors did the work basically for free in hopes that they could get some lucrative state contracts in return. Now, federal investigators are looking into that now, but the bombshell yesterday was this. After saying 10 days ago that he paid for the renovations, that the governor paid for them, yesterday he changed his story in an extraordinary written statement, admitted that he had misled reporters, the public, that in fact he had had the work done for free, that some of the work was paid for by aides, that some of it came in the form of gifts. He said none of the people received any benefit from it. But he did apologize for any appearance of impropriety. But this is all added up to another legal embarrassment that many observers in Connecticut say has crippled his administration.
And you said another legal embarrassment. This isn't Governor Roland's only problem, is it?
No, far from it. Earlier this year, Governor Roland had to pay a state ethics fine for using a vacation home at less than market value, owned by state contractors. He also settled another ethics complaint earlier with the state over personal charges he made on a Republican Party credit card. And Steve, it gets worse, a lot worse. His former deputy chief of staff admitted to accepting cash and gold in return for handing out lucrative state contracts. He actually buried the gold, by the way, that he received in his backyard. Meanwhile, another problem, his former co-chief of staff who ran the state trash authority was forced to resign after losing $200 million in state funds in a deal with Enron. He, too, is under federal investigation. So the Roland administration finds itself in a bit of a mess between admissions, misstatements, allegations, and multiple federal investigations. It's not a pretty sight.
I feel like I'm hearing a report from another century here, Tony. I know that three Connecticut newspapers have now called for Roland to step down. Is that a sign of what Connecticut residents in general are thinking and saying here?
I think it is, and those editorials are interesting. For example, The Day of New London, a conservative paper, by and large, endorsed Roland twice for governor. Today, the paper's editorial page called for his resignation. Roland is a three-term governor. He's been very popular, but now statewide, polls show his approval ratings bottoming out. Among Democrats, not surprisingly, there are calls for him to go. Chief among them, Bill Curry, who ran unsuccessfully against him last November, says Roland's corruption has turned Connecticut into Louisiana with foliage. But even some of his staunchest allies, including his lieutenant governor, don't seem to be expressing a lot of support. She declared herself sick at heart, disappointed, and angry, though she said the investigation should be given a chance to go forward. But all in all, not a ringing endorsement for her boss.
NPR's Anthony Brooks is covering this story from Boston. Anthony, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.